Real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search goes on throughout New York City for the gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare Insurance Group CEO Brian Thompson. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on where police know the gunman went after the fatal shooting.
As soon as he escaped through an alleyway on foot, at some point he grabs a bike and pedals into Central Park. And they have him on camera, police do, in certain locations. But then, of course, in the park, the trail may have gone cold. So they're still canvassing for video.
Bullet casings at the scene had the words deny, defend, and depose on them. Amnesty International has accused Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas. The human rights group issuing a report that says the October 7th attacks do not justify their response. South Korea's president has replaced the country's defense minister as opposition parties move to impeach both men over the brief imposition of martial law earlier this week. This is ABC News. Back and forth on Capitol Hill over the sometimes long list of fees that travelers face when flying. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
A Senate subcommittee grilling airline executives over the fees charged for early boarding, better seats, and other conveniences, voicing many travelers' frustrations. Senators claim there's a lack of transparency, saying the vague pricing makes it hard for customers to budget. Senators also claim some budget airlines have run a kind of bounty program, paying employees extra to stop passengers if their bags fail to meet certain requirements.
But airline executives say when you account for inflation, the cost of flying has actually been dropping for many years. Old-fashioned landline phones are going to stop ringing in a whole lot of places over the next few years. AT&T now says it will phase out traditional landline service in the next 5 years. It says the old copper line infrastructure is outdated and expensive to maintain. Consumer advocates say the service can still be critical for the poor or seniors. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. Over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Next up, Tom Paulswitz joins me in the co-host chair. We're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy game day to you out there. If you're not, and I don't mean this flippantly, if you're not in a ditch waiting for a tow truck, because there are a lot of them out there, huh?
It is slippery, and it's cold. It is
that
cold.
Wind is it? Still, it's coming from the west, directly from the west, at 9 to 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's not.
8 to 10.
Yeah.
What, Todd?
Look at
that. I'm off.
So this says northwest.
All right,
we'll give you that.
North.
18 miles an hour.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah.
Especially on this street.
Wow.
Feels like minus three.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I was even talking with Jim, the maintenance man here and everything, who pretty much runs it. Because there were some people yesterday, two different people in the apartment upstairs. It's like I'm walking down the hall and all of a sudden I hear somebody. Are they somebody coming after me? Kind of like a. Okay. It's people doing their walking.
Oh, because they couldn't get outside.
Because they can't get outside.
Oh. Gotcha.
That's not a bad idea. You know, you go up five levels of stairs, then do the whole circuit.
You know what? You can double your walking, more than double it, probably triple it, if you do stairs.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we did the stairs. We ran the stairs at City Hall on six floors, down to the basement and up. And I don't know how many, I think it was five rounds or something, with the Statue of Liberty, and we asked people to run that. That is really hard.
Yeah.
It's hard going down, too, believe it or not. But
If there's a big weight here, if somebody's moving in or out, I take the stairs, you know, both ways. The going up, and even when I was doing like a lot of walking, I get to that top and I was like,
I know, when you got to pull over to the right and
catch
your people. It's like, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah. But, Todd, how was the drive?
It was great. Once I got out of Oshkosh, the highway is very clear.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
How's 43? Because I always, in my mind, I think that stretch around Denmark.
Oh, open fields.
It's open fields, and that wind just howls across there. How was that stretch? Text us, people, if you've been out and about this morning.
But you know what's weird is there's certain things that happen at this time of the morning or throughout the night, every night, right? And you think, you know, farmers got to go out, and they still got to milk their cows. And
absolutely.
And, you know, you feel bad if someone's without shelter. It was cold.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Absolutely.
And this
absolutely.
Year, it was so warm for so long.
Right.
And then, boom, we got hit with the cold real fast. And if you're not prepared for that, jackets, gloves.
Totally agree.
And some of the homeless people that I've dealt with are resourceful, but they're not the best planners. So they could get caught up. Right. They get caught off guard. It's like, wait a minute, it's 14. It was 70, a couple weeks ago?
It was 54 in the UP 10 days ago when I was there.
So, yes.
But this weekend then is supposed to be really nice, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting up the Christmas
lights.
Like
bizarre.
Lights. Yeah.
It's about time.
Or 45, I should say. They didn't say 50. But 45.
About time. A lot of people are complaining in your neighborhood.
Be positive. Maybe
what's wrong with Jim?
Where are the lights?
Now he's got damn dog. He doesn't care about the neighborhood.
So do you put him up, Jim, or do you have somebody come out
no,
and help
I
you?
No, I do that.
Yeah, he told me the whole story.
I did. I do. I do it myself.
How many lights do you put up? Is this a Clark Griswold thing?
No, no, we don't. Our neighborhood's pretty much white lights in the bushes.
Like Donna, if she wants to help, she says, boy, I'd love to, but I still got some homework to do. Got to wash the car, feed the horse.
Feed the hogs.
So, and my neighbor's Jewish, and he laughs at me all the time. He's trying to convert me because he doesn't have to put up lights.
That's right. So that's right.
That's funny.
Is it still that way, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Because I get some Jewish friends.
Right?
That sounds like one of those, I have black friends.
Right. It does kind of sound that way.
In the interview.
Exactly.
I have a black friend.
Yes. And Asian. And multicultural.
Right. Right.
But they did it.
They put up lights?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't have to. I think they do it. That's weird. I guess I don't know Jewish people that put up lights.
Oh, okay.
I know a couple. They're not really strict Jewish.
Right.
But they're like, it's the holiday season,
exactly.
Right?
So it's
Hanukkah,
the holidays.
Christmas,
it's
right.
The,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the menorah.
All right.
I don't know. What do I know about that?
All right.
But we do have a... I will say that Green Bay has a pretty...
Now, they might not have a manger.
Right.
But they still, the holiday, you know.
They celebrate the holiday. Well,
yeah.
We always lit that with Gallagher. It was kind of a political event. The Jewish church on Irwin, and we would go outside and light the
menorah. That's great.
It was. That was great. And there's a lot of people there. Did that for years and years. So, and I'm sure Eric's doing that now with.
Was that political? Was that political?
No, I'm just saying that a lot of the people who were there were politicians.
I'm not saying it was political. Gotcha.
I was surprised when they made the invite that how many politicians came. And then that makes me think, well, there's a decent-sized Jewish community that votes.
Oh.
I don't know that the politicians are there.
Hey, Todd. Polls are financial. One or another.
You can't pull the politics out of the boy or whatever.
You look around, it's like, okay, all right, I get it. So,
you can pull the man away from politics, but you can't get politics away from the man.
I'll tell you something to my credit, and people can say what they want, but I went every year, and there's a lot of politicians that only come up election year. And people would say that, and they're like, that's one thing you can't accuse Schmidt of, because we went to those things every year. And you and I saw each other at a ton of events, and we were there every year, election year off election year. So,
I know.
Anyway, but it's worth celebrating. Yeah, I mean, lights. Yeah, white lights probably. I don't know if I'm going to do the colored.
In fact,
ones.
There are some events that we've talked about this that we're both very committed to, and we would both show up, and I'd find out that you took over my role, and I got bumped from being part of the actual ceremony.
Now, that's when it's an election year.
Didn't you say one time, Jim, that you actually had them, like your people try and get that done for you? Like overtake certain things?
That's strict instructions.
You know how the Godfather had the consigliere?
Yes. Yeah.
Tom Barnes, the consigliere?
On an election year coming up, you know, that 6, 7, 8 months before the election, we may have changed our strategy. We're going, but we want to be a little bit more visible. Well, it's already being emceed by John Minow.
Okay, you get in there.
We'll take care of that.
You get in there.
Hey, John, thanks for all you do for vets, but we're going to do you a big favor. You can sleep in Saturday morning. I'll take care. I heard the media is going to be there. I'll handle this one.
And don't come back to the office unless you get this done for me. Do you understand?
Right.
Absolutely.
Don't you show your stinking face around here.
Well, last night was a good night to hunker down for movies. Woo. A couple of things. Let us know. What was the worst stretch you saw yesterday?
But the other thing, were you surprised how many things were canceled last night?
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of them? I don't blame them.
Right.
Because I even told Nikki, text her last night, I said, hey, if these roads like this, do not come in.
Yeah.
She says, no, I'm going to still try unless the schools are closed. But she said, man, she was fishtailing it. Fishtailing it, hitting the brakes.
And the people that call off schools is bus company.
Is that how that works?
Oh, yeah.
I was always wondering who actually has the word on that.
Yeah. I mean, the school makes the announcement. It's not like the guy from Lamers is going to come out and people get mad about that.
No school.
Right.
But they're the ones more than anything else.
Well,
huh?
They definitely weigh in on it. Well, if they're not running, I mean, I don't know, with the 19,000 kids we have in Green Bay, K-12, how many take the bus, but half? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know. There's probably more.
So it's outlying schools that always call it off first.
Right.
And remember when I was at the old radio station and we'd, you know, you'd start getting those calls? Because in the, I mean, this sounds so funny, Todd. We did radio.
Yeah.
Big time radio for, you know, the market. Okay. No internet. It was people calling you. Hi, Murph. So-and-so school. We're a two-hour delay. Could you mention that? And that was the way they got up.
And they had to have a little password, whatever that was, like snow globe or whatever
it was. Exactly right. We did the same thing for high school football at times so kids wouldn't prank you with scores.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, so we'd give them, each one had a code word.
And I'll tell you what, radio nailed it.
Absolutely.
Nailed it. We always had that information.
Absolutely.
And when you were growing up, you'd turn on the radio and you'd listen to your favorite DJ, and you'd sit around and wait through two
all
songs.
The news you needed would come to you.
Yep.
If they didn't bring it, you didn't need it. It was almost like that sort of thing.
And you'd listen to that whole list of schools for yours, right?
Oh, my gosh. And, I remember Murph doing that over and over.
Yeah.
Well,
I tried getting hold of him the other day. He said, hey, saw you called. Sorry, I'm on a cruise.
Get out of here.
Was it Murph?
Murph. Life get is good as a retired jock.
Yeah, that's
you saved your money.
Hey, did you see the thing I put on my Facebook though? But the thing I did with Beck other day, who's coming in today, and you know he interviewed me for a big class project. They're using it for a podcast now. Mm-hmm. But I said the most uncomfortable part was he asked about how much local sportscasters make. Yeah. I said I didn't want to discourage him. Yeah. I didn't want to be honest and discourage him.
You know though, he's young, 10, 12, but when he gets older, that's part of internship is what kind of money do you make?
Oh no,
and my
question.
Daughter. Who you know is publisher assistant publisher now, but she went and talked to Harry Meyer. Remember him? He worked.
Of course. I know Harry. Harry used to work up at the press box at the Packer games.
Like forever, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he miss two games?
So he was always there.
Unbelievable streak. Well, anyway, he sat down with her and he just was very very open about. Look, when you start, it might be a small Rhinelander paper type thing, and you know it's
I remember this one girl a reporter. She says. And she said, well, I re-signed for 3 more years. I said, really? Oh, good for you. Turned on because she's, I never thought I'd say this. It's a 6-figure contract.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know why? Just $33,000 a year for 3 years.
That does look good when you look at $100,000, $99,000.
I don't want to say it, but it's a 6-figure contract. Literally $33,000 a year. And that was her 6-figure contract.
We just got a text in from Sarah. Said the worst stretch in Howard on Old Shawano Riverdale. So many cars stuck going up the hill or in the road with flashers on, spinning in place. She decided to make it to Walmart and do some shopping until more cars.
That was last night or
that was yesterday?
That was yesterday. Okay. So Shawano?
Yep.
Or the Old Shawano Road?
No, in Howard.
Old Shawano Riverdale. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, wow. Be careful with all that.
Yeah. Anybody else, please let us know where it. What's the worst stretch that you've seen? We got a big show coming up for you. Eats for East with Matthew Vandenhouten coming on. Shorts on Sports. Our man Beck is coming in. Coach Kathy Brotz telling us how she lost 235 pounds and how we can too.
I didn't see that.
Legendary sportscaster Mark Daniels coming in. Talking about the Packer game tonight, all things football. And Chef Jill Everman.
I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Me too.
You know her?
I did a story on her place when it first opened for NBC 26.
They did a good article on her in a paper, but
she's
I'm
great,
looking forward to meeting her.
Great personality.
She did take our jobs.
Well, I'm going to ask her
too.
If there could be a little bit of a segment.
I know.
That'd be great.
Meals with Mino and the Mayor.
Maybe we could have her on frequently.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Think about it. Don't look at this as a discouraging thing.
Look at this as
an opportunity.
Initially,
Jim.
I did.
I've
initially
read enough of those books.
Okay.
Back after.
And here we are.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live and on location Thursday morning, December 12th from 6 till 9 a.m. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams house across from Lambeau Field. We'll give you an inside look at this great party house at 1167 Shadow Lane.
Can't make it before 9 a.m.? Swing by their open house from 9 till noon. Take a tour. Learn how you can rent your home out for the draft and sign up for a Simple Life Hospitality gift card and other prizes.
You can also be the first to book the house for Green and Gold Bash or the draft before somebody else grabs it. See you there.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
That seems loud.
Hey, well, there's a little knob you can turn it down here a little bit.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, okay. It's only been a year. Yeah. All right, good. Much better.
Yeah, just invented those knobs, actually. Hey, welcome back. It is Trucker Thursday. It is game day. It is nasty, nasty weather day. If you're just tuning in, Todd, what did you say the wind chill was?
Wind chill was minus six, right? Wow. Something like that?
Minus three, yeah. Wow, that's
wow,
cool.
Wow, 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 cool. Wow.
So, but the game's indoors tonight.
Yeah.
That's a big game. I'm sure a lot of our listeners follow football, but if you don't, this is a huge game.
Oh, it's the biggest game of the season in the NFL, I think.
Right. And
although, let me say this, not as much. Well, it's a bigger game in some ways for like the Vikings and teams like that than it is because the Packers are going to.
One of those other teams
needs to go into the tank a little bit, especially to move up.
Right.
And this could be, you know, you never know.
Pivotal.
I mean, if the Packers could beat them,
statement.
Then it's a game or two. But, you know, a lot of other teams are watching this game, too, as far as how these teams look. But I'm telling you, I think the Packers are on the radar of people now of, oh, crap, are you serious? They're that good? They very quietly have developed a heck of a nice record.
And, you know, the over-under is high. It's going to be if everything goes all right, there's gonna be a lot of scoring.
Oh, I believe that.
They said that Bill Belichick, who I don't know, follow the guy, but he thinks that if he doesn't think the defensive lines is very good.
Well, you know, they lost Hutchinson, who is one of the best players in the league.
If Love has a good game, that look out. So anyway, it'll be interesting. That's what I think a lot of us are gonna be watching that tonight.
Oh
so
man, that will get ratings tonight like you can't believe. Yeah. I think it's the biggest regular season game of the year.
Yeah.
I really, the most marquee, because it's at that point now. You know, you can
it
have
makes
a game
a difference now.
Second week of the season.
Totally, who cares?
I say, oh, big rivals.
We'll make
yeah,
it up.
Yeah. But right now, with the end in sight and the playoffs coming up,
yeah,
this is huge.
Yeah, so, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. A lot of fun. I wish the only thing negative about the Packers, or I shouldn't have said negative, it's like a Jair Alexander has become one of those guys. And by that, I mean, will he be healthy this week? Will he be healthy this week? Yeah. Is he in or out this week?
Right.
It just seems like there's always one of those guys. Christian Watson, knock on wood, used to be one of those guys. It seems like they always have a star player who's always week to week to week to week. And it's like, okay.
Is that luck of the draw? Do other teams have that?
Yeah, I guess, but you don't follow other teams as closely as you do the Packers, where it's in your face every day, every day, every day. It seems like these guys get these seemingly minor injuries, and they won't heal. They just keep retweaking them.
Yeah.
One of those kind of things, where as a coach, you got to be just pulling your hair out, like, okay, come on.
I know.
Can you play or can you not play?
Well, it's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah. Today is Blue Jeans Day.
I see that.
Ninja Day. bathtub.
Yes, say it.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was actually going to put my glasses on.
You should slide them on.
Party day.
Yeah, bathtub party day. So, listen, it's been a while.
Can honestly say I've never had a party in a bathtub.
Well, and how old are you?
Yeah, John.
I feel bad for you.
Think back. Not that long ago. Bathtub party day. Bubbles, candles.
No, never. 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 Maybe I've just maybe I just never met that woman who had a bath with me.
The hell with the game.
but it's just John by himself. You know? Well,
that's really not the party, John.
I don't even have a bathtub in my little shower stall. I just sit and have the water up 3 inches. Yeah, I will say this. The longest time I ever spent in a bathtub when I was a kid is when I'd save up enough box tops and you'd send away and get one of those little boats with those little battery-powered motors on it. Remember those?
Yeah, I don't remember that being the box top thing.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to send in 3 box tops and like $1 for postage and handling. So I remember that.
Which was the cost of the boat.
Yeah, exactly. Those were popular. It's Communicate with Your Kids Day. Nice.
That's every day.
Yeah, absolutely. International Volunteer Day, which is very cool. Very cool. Okay.
I can't pronounce this either.
Dom would know this one because he knows all about the German history of this. And Dwight used to talk about this on The Office as well.
Yep.
He would celebrate this day.
Yep.
It's the real nasty German thing about, like if kids were bad, this evil person would come and kidnap you.
And take you away.
So this is the opposite of St. Nick Day.
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
Which is German too.
Yes. Exactly.
Krampus knocked, I believe. Something like that.
I never heard of that.
You've heard of Krampus before.
I've heard of that. Krampus. I didn't know that was a day to scare the daylights out of kids.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see if I can find a picture of this dude.
They'd be taken in the middle of the night
to be
kidnapped.
That's like threatening.
Oh, no question.
They have bad dreams.
Well, why do you think the Germans became the Germans?
You needed to grow up in my household because my parents were that scary. That's how scared I was of my parents.
Was it the German thing?
Well, you know, they were German.
Oh, just yeah,
but they were tough parents.
Oh, I know. I agree. I know.
Half goat, half demon monster from Central and Eastern European folklore punishes children who misbehave at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me grab a picture here. This is good.
The only thing we heard that was a little bit threatening was if you weren't good, you could get coal in your stocking.
Oh, yeah.
But we never got that. Nobody ever got that.
Your dad never did that for a joke type thing?
No.
My dad did.
Wow, this guy is evil.
Yeah. Now, think of those poor kids thinking that thing might appear in their bedroom at night.
So she got fruit because she was good, right? And he's getting carried away in a basket, that little kid there.
I would never show that to a kid.
Okay, when I was a little kid, I'll never forget this. Just one of those little stories. Okay, you get up to go look at your stocking first. Yeah. And my dad would always get up and go to 5:30 mass and then do the cooking and stuff. So he'd always take a nap on the couch afterwards. So I come down all quiet like, and there's the stockings, okay? And he's laying on the couch.
This is Christmas or St. Nick's Day?
Christmas morning. We didn't celebrate St. Nick's Day.
We didn't have stockings at Christmas. We had them at St. Nick's Day.
We only had them at Christmas. Okay, but anyway, right, top of the stocking.
Yeah.
And he's playing a joke, I'm sure, you know. But to me, it was like, oh, my God. There was an orange at the top of my sister's stocking and a big onion on the top of mine. I took that onion. Okay, here's what I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I took the onion and her orange.
Switched it.
And I low crawled, army crawled. Because I'd watched my brothers came home from the army. They showed me how to army crawl. I army crawled all the way through the living room around my dad and got to the garbage and buried the two things in the garbage.
Why did you bury your sister's orange? That doesn't, you know what though? Now that you say that, it doesn't surprise me.
I was just going to say, why is John the way he is? Well, let's go back in time.
Okay, we're going back further. I knew it was something further than me.
But I'm so proud of myself. Low crawling, military crawl around my dad.
Yeah.
Got this one. It says, more brine, 29 in Kewaunee County, was painted with brine this week and was still solid ice coming home last night.
See, I just think the timing on that has to be like within hours. I just
of the temperature?
I just don't know. Did they brine that thing on Monday? Right. I don't know.
Hey, we got to set a quick break. We come back. Eats for East with Matthew Vandenhouten coming up next. Daddy drives an
18-wheeler. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, the weather didn't necessarily help, but we did find success with this year's Wisconsin gun deer season. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. We'll get some numbers for you next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Surprise! We had good success this year during Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer program specialist, and he said the harvest numbers even surprised him because of how late the hunt occurred this year.
I guess what makes it unique this year is that the factor that we expect to influence the gun season harvest is that we had the latest possible opener that we can have on the calendar. And that usually has a negative effect on the harvest compared to the previous year, and that didn't happen this year. And it's a combination of we had a down harvest last year to begin with, and so it was a little easier to beat it. But we also, coming off of a mild winter last winter, that helped too. And so hunting opportunity or harvest opportunity was a little better this year.
Jeff Pritzel, he is the DNR's deer program specialist. By the numbers, hunters registered 189,622 deer harvested this year. That's up 5.2% from last year and up 1.2% from the 5-year average.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group auctions feature a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view their upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today.
And the Wisconsin Farmers Union happy to celebrate the grand opening of their Market on River. This is their headquarters for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Market on River provides Chippewa Falls with a food hall, event venue, residential and community gathering space, as well as the Wisconsin Farmers Union headquarters. The ribbon cutting for the big event happens tomorrow at River Street in Chippewa Falls. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. More available anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com, and do check out all of our interviews on our playlist. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Prepaid gift cards are popular for both shoppers and scammers. Only purchase gift cards from authorized retailers. And before buying one, check for signs of package tampering, a scratched-off security code, or added barcode sticker. After purchasing gift cards, use them quickly to avoid theft by a scammer. Finally, only scammers will demand you pay them with a gift card. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Radcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 6:34 on a Thursday morning, Trucker Thursday. Packers versus the Lions on national TV tonight, which is going to be spectacular. Other things going on today. We mentioned International Volunteer Day. And we've got Matthew Vandenhouten from Green Bay East Eats for East in here to talk about it. First of all, thanks for coming over all the way from Alloway.
Thanks for having me.
Although I lived in Alloway. I lived by Resurrection School.
Okay, I'm pretty close to there.
Yeah, because my kids went to Doty, actually.
Okay.
But that stretch on Baird could be nasty
it
at times.
Be. It can be.
There's some stretches there. And I tried calling the mayor, and he's like, I'm too busy for that.
That's not us.
All right, whatever.
That wasn't us. You called. I don't complain about
was,
stuff out of your out of
it was
my
right where Leibel turned to Baird. That was yeah, that's, a stretch. That stretch.
That's the county.
he's going to point eight different directions.
We turn around.
Oh, that's. No. That's.
Could you go to the end of the block? No. We'll go to the half a block. Right that's there. Where it starts.
That's
the
where
block
it ends.
In this guy's driveway.
Exactly.
Anyway, you talk about international, but just locally here, there's so much to be done as well.
Yes,
and
I agree.
I just,
and there's a need to be
yeah,
done.
Yeah. And East High School, which I've spent a lot of time at, just has some great outreach programs. And I think it's because they understand the need of the community. And you've got something great going on there. Tell us about this drive up.
Yeah. So next week, my student council kids during COVID, they really want to be involved. And they were trying to figure out something they could do because we were on COVID lockdown and they wanted to get involved. And we came up with this food drive. So we socially distanced and had it. And they decided to keep it every year. So our pantry, Eats for East, provides food for kids on weekends. We have 70% of our students are on free and reduced or economically disadvantaged. So they realize
70.
Yeah. Like it's like 68%, I think, was the number I was looking at that rely on our, you know, free breakfast or reduced breakfast and lunches, things like that. But when they go home on weekends, sometimes they don't know where the food's coming from.
Yeah.
So this program is, you know, run through our social workers. They take requests from teachers. Like if we know my kid might be struggling, they take on the name and then they will, you know, do a little like looking into the kid, talk to the kids. And then it provides like a bag of food for them on the weekend. It used to be a backpack, but backpacks can't hold a whole lot. So they give like a bag to kids to bring home on the weekend to get them through, because obviously being hungry is one thing that's going to be a detriment to learning.
And they're hungry on weekends too. You know, yeah. I think sometimes people, and God bless people this time of year, but people are very giving this time of
yes.
year. Just you have to remember that, you know, as nice as you can say it, you know, people are maybe without shelter, you know, in March and April and
yeah.
everything else. And I want to go back to what you said, though, about East, and I just want to underscore that. You said this came because the students wanted to get involved. And I really think you have that at East, which I'm not sure all schools have. The same.
There's a pride.
East is great. And they understand what's going on. You have the things with the laundry, you got the clothes closet, you've got this program. And you must feel really good if you're running student council.
Yeah, I love it. When the kids reached out to me, you know, because like obviously we weren't really, you know, we weren't in person.
Right.
So I had a couple of my officers were like, well, we kind of want to do something. And we saw that there was a request. They saw there was a request for some donations to help kids during COVID. So like, can we do something for a drive? And so we put it together, and not knowing what was going to happen because it's COVID. So we sat outside of the school because we couldn't be in the school by the protocols. And we were amazed by the outpouring of support. Like community members, former students of mine were coming in. It was amazing. So then like that year was done. So all of a sudden the next year came up, the kids like, are we doing it again? And so it's now become an annual thing. So it's the time of the year, like, you know, everyone, like you said, everyone's real giving at this time of the year.
Yeah.
And you know, we're coming up on a long break. This is one of the kids love it because it's a long winter break because we're Christmas falls. But that also means there's a lot of time where kids may not have, you know, food because we don't have the free lunches, reduced breakfasts and things like that are not available to them right now.
And the right food too, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of important. And I look at your wish list here, which I think is great, but yeah, I mean, kids, and this is stuff they like, right? Peanut butter and SpaghettiOs, and those are all great things that kids can eat.
Lots of protein and stuff with those.
Yes.
Yeah. And ramen noodles, which I think all of us lived on when we were in school.
Yes, yes.
No matter, but I will say this, though. That's almost like, because I knew kids that had a lot of money in school, and they still ate those.
Right.
It's almost like
it was
a cool thing to do.
It's a cool thing to do.
Exactly.
And those you look at donating ramen noodles, for instance. Those aren't that expensive. No. I mean, you go in and spend by $20 of ramen noodles. That's
get a lot of ramen noodles.
And if you shop it, you know, and you could do that online, but I've done that for other places, but even like Big Lots,
yes,
they'll have it for like 11 cents, whereas it might be 25 for a packet. And like you said, you know, something's what cost pennies and you do $20, it's significant.
Yes.
So I just think people, they may have some of the stuff at home, but to go out and buy it on sale and then donate it, I think
yeah.
it's great.
That's what I always thought, like my kids, when we, like my students, when we're doing this, I'm like, hey, look where the deals are. Like, you know, like box this cereal. If you get them cheap, and maybe it's a limit of five, but you know, you make your dollar stretch as far as you can. And I have friends of mine that will reach out to me and they'll say, hey, can I Venmo you some cash? And then if you go shop, I'm like, yep. And I will make sure I make that dollar go as far as I possibly can.
That's why I shop at the Dollar Tree a lot of times.
For that quality salmon?
That's just that's it is? Quality.
Canned salmon.
Yeah.
The Dollar Tree is right. Nothing to scoff at, my friend. It is loaded with protein, right. Nutrients, and flavor.
And the expiration date is tomorrow.
Sorry you have to witness this.
That's okay.
But there's some good deals out there. And I, like you said, I think it's good for the kids to learn how to shop right, too, right? Because you don't want to leave money on
Todd,
the table.
Todd, can you read that text?
I'm going to try. Matt Vandenhouten and Sandy Wabanaskum.
Yep.
Two of the kindest people at East with the hardest names to say. Both awesome.
That's why I asked Todd to read that one.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, Todd.
Well, who is your partner in crime?
Who's Sandy?
Sandy Wabanaskum is one of our social workers.
Oh. Okay.
So she's like the contact person. So she's the one that like will kind of... That the families, and there's not a huge vetting process, but she's the one that runs it. She's the one that will like I asked her, I said, hey, what's the high need stuff for this year? And so she sends me the list so we can put this out. Like I said, we'll take anything that's non-perishable, right. But there are certain things that, you know, that go a long way. So she's the one that kind of coordinates that. She's the one that helps like get other volunteers in the school to help put the bags together. Or a lot of times she does it herself with the other social workers.
Yeah. Tell us a couple things on here that I think people can do.
Some of the things people might not think of. Pancake mix and syrup.
Yep.
Fun.
It's stuff that's quick that you don't have to have a lot of other ingredients for. So like pancake mix, you just need, usually just water to make it. And then you have the syrup that goes with it. So
peanut butter and jelly is always a winner.
Yep. And then we'll have like our pantry will like usually with some of the money they have, they'll go buy bread.
Right.
And sometimes like depending on the situation, like perishable stuff like milk, they can try to do that as well.
Yeah. How can you keep bread from not getting moldy?
Can't.
I try putting it in the fridge. I try doing whatever. Nothing.
You can freeze it. I think you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
freeze it. Be careful with that.
But once it's open, God, it's like it seems so quick that it goes bad.
I think it's kind of quick as well. And we get some bread donated from Voyager, which is great. Mm-hmm. I work at New Community. And but again, it's something that when we get a whole bunch of it, it's like, okay, what are we going to do in the next day?
Got to use it. Yeah, exactly.
So something that's not on here.
You know what are great, though, that are really nutritious now? And they seem, I've never had them go bad, are wraps. You know, the wraps you can buy
now? The tortillas, yeah.
Yeah, but the really high whole wheat types and everything. And they're really good for you. And they don't seem to spoil.
Yeah, we keep them in our fridge.
Do you? Yep. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, those are awesome.
But you're right. I just want to read a couple of these things that people are listening, driving around today. But spaghetti noodles, spaghetti sauce, you know, ramen noodles, ravioli. I mean, those are all things that kids like and they can make. You know, if their parents are gone.
If they're gone, they're working. Not, you know,
this pretty easy stuff here.
Yeah. And then we have like the Maseca corn flour. We have a very high Hispanic family ratio, and a lot of times they like to make their own tortillas.
Right.
So like, you know, we try to provide some things. Our social workers just before Thanksgiving, we had 20 new to the country families. So they weren't really connected with any sort of like agency yet. So they put together like a Thanksgiving, but like based upon, you know, their culture, yeah. So things for them at that point.
Sometimes it's hard to believe those people don't like pizza because, you know, that's like you look at the fast food here in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's number one by far is pizza. But what?
It's funny you would think people, you know, who wouldn't turn. But I got a buddy I just interviewed fairly recently for my next book, my Vietnam book. And I said, how was it when you go into villages? He said, it's not like the movies. He said, you know, first thing our medic would check out kids, do you need help? You know, blah, blah, blah. And we'd always dig into our K-Rations. He said the funniest thing, that the one thing we'd always want to give away first was the fruitcake. We had canned fruitcake. He said, I remember throwing it back to this really nice little girl, and she threw it back at me.
The word's out.
So, I mean, no matter what, there's some things where people are just like, I'm not eating that.
Yes, and there's things that, like, will get donated. We're like, okay, how are we going to, you know, maneuver this, and like I said, I with the food drive, I collect it. I let them figure out.
I gotta ask you something though, Matt. You mentioned about 20 students. How many different countries? Because Jim and I were talking about, and Todd, about, I can't even remember who we have in here. My short term memory is going, but how if somebody's bilingual, they'll hire them.
We had the literacy council in here.
Yeah,
and you're pretty familiar with them, and that's a great thing. I'm sure that East gets involved as volunteering because they need people mm-hmm. that are bilingual to teach kids and adults, you know, the English language.
And that's what I'm asking, just with something like this, you know, you talk about, okay, Jim said a lot of kids don't eat, nobody else in Green Bay doesn't like pizza, but do you guys have to, like, I mean, you have such a multicultural student body over there. I mean, do you guys have to really say, okay, this person's from this country, he has nothing or she has nothing here, how can we help them? I mean, you guys really have to keep your head on a swivel, don't you?
Yeah, we have, I can't even count the different countries our families are from. We have the flags up in our foyer when you walk in, okay. All the different countries, and they just added a few more this year. I should probably actually sit and count them. But yeah, you have to take into account, you know, cultural preferences, things that like, you know, certain cultures don't eat. So therefore, that's why, like, the social workers will make sure if it's a Somali family, we know, like, you know, what their preferences are, but also what their things that, you know, you can't put that in there because they're not going to eat that because it's...
And you need to say, but if somebody's Hindu, they wouldn't eat, what, beef?
Yep.
You know, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, God bless you folks, what you do at Green Bay East. Whole different story from 30 years ago when it was, you know, a bunch of Polish kids and they all lived on the east side.
Well, it was me. I was there.
Or you, one of those kids, yeah.
And when these, I think it's cool that the kids are so involved in this. This isn't really just you and the social worker. I mean, mm-hmm. this is, right? Yeah. They're involved with the distribution, with what we need, helping collect the food.
Yeah, even our, like, our ID program, our students with exceptional needs, they're getting involved to teach life skills. Like, we get big bags of rice, and they'll be down there and measuring it out into, like, 2-pound Ziploc bags. So instead of we wanted the biggest bang for our buck. So we buy, like, 25-pound or 50-pound bags of rice, and then we have these students go down there and they divvy it up into smaller bags. So it's kind of teaching life skills to them.
That's
but also
awesome.
Makes it easier.
Well, it's pretty amazing. Jim and I worked one night. No, we didn't work real hard. We showed up one night for the Feed Our Starving Children with Vanessa Moran, who's just one of the most wonderful people you'll ever find, the biggest heart for helping kids and people.
She was a principal, school teacher, just like you know, you, and she just loves kids.
And dedicating her life.
This is more of a worldwide.
Yep, I've done it. I've done it.
Okay,
Which... But is it like 29 cents you can feed a kid for a day? But it's amazing how advanced things have gotten where it's like, we're here to scoop this.
Yep.
That's a meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They dehydrate and do all these great things now.
Yeah. You put it through the funnel.
Yep, to put in the funnels.
A couple times, I just want to say that, you know, as much as we're there, you know, you look at 29 cents can feed somebody, so you really want to watch every morsel of rice and things. And John was pouring it in there, and there wasn't a bag underneath, so it was just going on the floor through the funnel. It's like, Johnny.
I knew he had to tell that story.
I just want to. Where's this thing at East? They have the bags there, John, and they scoop it out and put in their 2 pounds. So
it was a little more complicated than she had said it was going to be.
For you.
I always took the job of stacking the finished boxes in the back.
I would have been perfect at that.
All right.
I would have been perfect at
that. We didn't see that room, but all right, next year, that's where.
Anyway. Wow.
I think this is great what you're doing for East and getting the community involved. And again, I just want to mention a couple more things that are on the list. You know, the mac and cheese and microwave mac and cheese. Again, if the parents are out, gone, the kids can make all this stuff without, you know, the spaghetti noodles. And you just can't go wrong with peanut butter, jelly, and jam.
Yeah.
And if you're providing the bread, which you want fresh bread on that, but that's something that kids can eat really pretty much.
Okay, can I tell you something that I buy once in a while for a buck?
Man, peanut butter's
buck 25?
What?
That's very filling and delicious. Dinty Moore stew. You can buy cans of Dinty Moore stew. It's good.
I had it once and
you didn't like it? You gotta season it.
Didn't eat it anymore. I never had it.
That was a joke. You know, man, I gotta tell you something. You guys at East have so much pride. And you know, I know it's a different era now, but you guys have a lot of pride. Remember, real quick, when I lived in Ledgewood, one of the guys I was talking to, he said, you know, it's funny, Green Bay East right now is like six kids that play for Eastie Pier now who are big stars at Green Bay East at the time. I said, probably some at Westie Pier too. He goes, are you joking? I go, no, do they? You think we're going on that side of the bleeping river? So, I mean, there's still a something. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's in your blood. Can you stick around, Matt?
I gotta go teach a little bit.
All right,
teach.
Matt, thank you. We're gonna keep pumping this for you. Right.
This is great.
Next week, Wednesday and Thursday, stop by. Yeah. We'll be out there collecting stuff. But if you can't make it during between 5:30 and 5:30, we will be.
We'll do it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday, Green Bay Packer. Nationally televised game coming up against the, well, I mean, and you said it first, and I followed up on it. There's this little buzz where people all of a sudden are, I think the Lions might be a better team than the Chiefs, and they get in. I mean, that's the way things are going, and that's why tonight's game is going to be so highly watched. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, the Chiefs, you know, they're still winning, but in the last second, our team misses a field goal or a block of field goal, and the Lions just keep
they pound them
pounding people. So this is going to be an interesting game tonight for, I think, everybody involved. I really do.
But you got to admit, when the game really, really counts, like you're talking about something, first five, six games, people don't get too stressed out. But
now?
The Chiefs win when it counts.
I agree.
They're tough.
I couldn't agree more.
Patrick
Mahomes has a little bit of that Joe Montana thing, where he's not going to throw for unbelievable yards, you know, like a Dan Marino or somebody. You know, he's not going to be, you know, all that. He just gets the job done. He just finds a way to get the job done.
And no pointing fingers.
Nope.
He just really.
Yep.
I never met the guy. I think, I know some people, whatever. I think he's awesome. So.
Yeah, I think he's
awesome. Did you see that documentary that's coming out on your buddy, Aaron Rodgers?
I didn't know if that was a spoof. I saw that on Facebook last night. The Legacy or The Enigma or something.
Donna, no, it was on.
The name, but there's a name of it, isn't it?
No, but what's that show? Da, 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 da. You know, it's like a.
Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah. That was on last night.
What was?
The
thing about the Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, like 6 minute, whatever, how they feature like a movie or something. And he was on there and they were talking about he's a different guy.
Holy
mackerel. They had pictures of him laying like with his makeup on, not makeup, but these like war things on and all that Amazon weird stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So did
he? And he said it's not that. He kind of like, I don't know. Again, she said, come down, you got to see this. And so I went down there, caught the end of it. But I think he was kind of saying, yeah. Like, you know, sometimes those documentaries are doing, they're like, oh, they cut this thing and spliced it.
Did he produce this or did somebody else without his permission or whatever?
And is that on, like, Netflix or is it out?
I don't know. I saw a little thing on it last night and that's the only thing I saw. And again, I didn't know if it was a spoof
no.
or something.
But they had some, I don't. He let people like film him doing some. Wow,
what happened to him? What
it? Just you know. Then his dad, on there. Not they didn't interview him, but they talked about. You know, he doesn't have the greatest relationship with his parents.
Not at all.
Which that's weird.
Well, I read that book. And I loaned it out, and the ladies from Marion, bring me my book back when you're done, because there's some things I want to talk about on there, if you wouldn't mind, please. Thank you. And
you bet. You have been complaining about that for the last couple weeks.
But there's a thing, I keep hearing more things from Aaron Rodgers. I was like, I got to read more about this thing. So they're listening. So
Okay.
But I remember him when he was one of the nicest guys in the locker room. And I heard he is still a good guy to his teammates. But, you know, I hate to say it, but the parallel of the way things happen. We'll talk to Mark Daniels, who's coming up at 8 o'clock, about this too. How guys transform from when they first come in, boom, boom. Then you get this huge success, then some Rocky, and then whatever. And then it's weird how that plays out.
But his mom kind of threw one of his girlfriends under the bus.
Well, that was the Olivia Munn thing. The actress Olivia Munn.
Okay.
That was in regards. Okay. And this is from the book. Came out within the last couple of months.
Yep.
And one of the things was that she said, this was in the book. Roger's mom and Olivia Munn spoke on the phone about something regarding Christmas. Okay, who was going to have Christmas? One of those things every family in the United States has.
That's not too unique to an NFL.
And according to the book, Roger's mom said to Olivia Munn, Basically, who are you to make the decisions? You're his girlfriend. I'm his mother.
My mother would say the same thing.
Yeah. And according to the book.
He took her side?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
To the point. And again, I'm just telling you what's in the book. Okay. So they weren't going to get together for Christmas. But the mom and dad, Roger's mom and dad, still bought a bunch of gifts. Sent them all down to them. No. Roger's. How did it work? Okay, so Roger's parents, still sent down all kinds of gifts, big box of gifts, okay?
Wow.
A few weeks after Christmas, they get a big package in the mail. Roger's parents do. It was all the gifts they had sent to them unopened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he even know? You know, sometimes, I don't know. I can't believe a guy would let somebody treat.
I know.
Sometimes, daughter-in-laws aren't in love with their mother-in-law.
Sometimes.
Because there's that relationship between a mother and a son that's pretty strong.
Right. Yep.
And I don't know. She should have, what do they say, stand down?
That's a good term for it.
Yeah, it is called Enigma, and it's on Netflix. That's what it is. Yep.
Did it say when it starts, Todd?
Well, let me just see.
I'd love to watch that. Is it a series?
I think it's out right now.
So do I.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why Entertainment Tonight featured it. But,
okay.
I'd still watch the Lions game over that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what the greatest feeling in the world is? When you find an old movie you've always heard and you haven't seen it. Because that's the problem. I got a lot of different old movies on whatever system I've got with Tubi or whatever those different things are. But I've seen all of them four times, okay? Saw one. I never thought I'd never seen an Alfred Hitchcock movie. And I love Alfred Hitchcock. Okay, love his movies. North by Northwest with Cary Grant. What a phenomenal movie. The way they made movies back then versus now where they're trying to escape these spies by climbing down Mount Rushmore down the face of George Washington. And just the shots they used back then. No special
Black
effects.
Black and white is also...
Yeah.
Oh, just, yeah. You have to do it right.
Absolutely.
And... all right, a little bit with movies, but I did a little more research on our game show.
Okay.
I did. I was looking up the most popular game shows. This trucker stuff. The first, they've been around since the 30s. We're going to find something that's an older show, and I got some ideas that I think will
not cost us a lot. Did you ever see the movie game show? Did you ever see the movie game show?
No.
About the big scandal? True story.
That's a true story.
We got to set our quick break. We come back. Beckett K, Shorts on Sports. Back. Toward my hometown.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Caribou Coffee's Faith Flynn makes the popcorn pick of the week. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie talks Christmas events around the state. Then we wrap up with WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.